Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller of the Lake Chelan Historical Society. I want you listeners to guess who wrote today's story and call us here at Cozy and tell us who it was. It goes like this. In telling of my experiences in the Northwest, I want to give a firsthand, true description of the conditions of the time beginning in 1887 and continuing on for several years. It must be conceded that whatever the early history may have been, the settlers and those coming almost every month must be protected by the government if the country was to be extended and built up for the home seekers in the future. This virgin land, as it lay beneath the sun, its beauty, potential value, excellent climate and water, and freedom of opportunity lured many ambitious, God-fearing people who wished to make a new home for themselves and their families. It gave new hope and a new chance to those with the courage to dare its dangers and disappointments. Settlers did come and become factors in the building up of a rich and valuable territory that became a vital part of the United States. Much has been written, some true and some distorted, about life among the different tribes of the Northwest. Unless one has some years of contact with the Indians, learn their languages or jargon, and communicate with them, it is difficult to understand and judge the Indians fairly. In my life, in the various capacities in which I served, I tried to be fair in everything. I became well acquainted with the Chinook jargon, one of the tribal languages, as well as sign language. Whenever it became necessary, I was glad to do what I could as an interpreter, sometimes in the settlement, sometimes near or in the Colville Reservation, and occasionally in court. The Indians knew I tried to be fair, and they came to trust me. That is, most of them did. There were always renegades who trusted no one. Those days are gone. The Indian is part of the mainstream of life or has remained on the reservation or on property allotted to him. That unquiet phase of American life has become a memory. I tell my experiences so that those who come after me are interested in the frontier life, and the Indians may get a little view of the conflict with the red men from one who knew something about it. Other contributing forces, of which I shall tell about later, helped to keep up the turmoil and distrust in that area amongst Indians and white men. Now, who wrote them? This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.